Hello, hello, hello. It is Antoinette, the DE Diva, aka the Delaware Blogger, coming to you on Tech Talk Tuesday. That's right, every Tuesday at 2 p.m. we will be talking technology. Do you want to talk about podcasting? Do you want to talk about blogging? Do you want to talk about vlogging? How about Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter, and Facebook? Whatever it is that you want to talk about, I want to talk about it too. I am the boomer who blogs with a millennial mind, and I'm learning each and every day. So here on Tech Talk Tuesday, we're going to talk about technology. And my favorite topic is always going to be your favorite topic. Or should I say, your favorite topic will always be my favorite topic. You know what? You can find and follow me on all my social media platforms. Just use the hashtag Delaware Blogger and I'll pop up all over the place. Again, this is Antoinette from Tech Talk Tuesday podcast. See ya. It's the DE Diva, aka the Delaware Blogger. Hello and welcome to Tech Talk Tuesday. That's right, every Tuesday we're talking tech. And today I want to ask you a question. Would you consider going live on your podcast? Yeah, that's a great question. Some people consider going live defeating the purpose of an audio podcast. But you know what? Going live can be even a greater way to connect with your audience. You know, people like people. They want to see your face. So there's nothing like seeing you, to believe you, to like you. So give your loyal listeners an opportunity to meet you, to see your face in the place. So maybe once a month, do a live podcast. Now, if you're podcasting from the bathroom or the closet, it may not be an ideal location. But if you're at a coffee shop that doesn't have too much noise, or your local library, that would be pretty cool to set up a live feed while you do your podcast. Add that to your branding toolkit and see if that increases your listening audience. Live when you're shopping. Wow. You know, influencers are always out and about, and a podcaster is an influencer as well. So why don't you go out and about, especially, hey, on Shop Small Saturday. You know, every Saturday after Thanksgiving, sponsored by the American Express, the great people over there, they do Small Business Saturday. So why don't you check out some of the local Main Street shops, your mom and pop shops? Ask them, hey, I'm a podcaster and I have an audience. Would it be okay for me to pop in on a Saturday to do a live podcast from here? And perhaps you can give those that come in, that know you and listen to you, a discount. Now you're getting yourself out there even more. You're branding yourself in with a bigger audience. And you know what? It helps the community as well. Speaking of helping the community, you know how we always say free, free fee? Free, free fee. Well, you know what? You can do those events free, free, but then you can also charge a fee, a small nominal fee, you know, whether it's gas when you're going out, you know, to do these events, because, you know, we've got to pay for the microphones. We've got to pay for maybe the RSS feeds, whatever the case may be. Maybe we want new headphones. So you can generate money. You can monetize your podcast. So let people see you. And if they're seeing you, again, they are more likable. You are more likable and they're more likely to book you for their event. That's right. We're doing an event this Thursday. That's right. The Black Gold Business Club of Delaware is doing an event at Artscape in Wilmington. And guess who's going to be going live? That's right. The Delaware Blogger is going to be going live from that event. So that's another great way to build your brand or expand your audience, you know, expand your exposure online by going live from your podcast. And the last tip that I have for you about reasons that you should consider going live when you're podcasting is you can use it on YouTube. That's right. You can record and then share it on YouTube and then use some of those YouTube clips to create a reel, right? And then you're promoting yourself as well. And that's another great way to monetize because, you know, YouTube has some great monetization applications. So think about that. Really think about why you want to go live while you're podcasting. You connect with your audience. You let your loyal listeners see your smiling face. You can monetize your podcast. You can promote yourself in your local communities. You know, you can become the superstar. If you live in a little town, they think you're a really superstar. And you can go onto YouTube and share that. So that is today's Tech Talk Tuesday tips from the DE Diva, aka the Delaware Blogger. And if you have others, please leave me an email or send me an email to Tech Talk Tuesday. That's T-E-C without the H. TechTalkTuesday@gmail.com. And until next week, I'll see you in cyberspace. See ya. It's the DE Diva, aka the Delaware Blogger. Thank you all for listening into Tech Talk Tuesday, where we come every Tuesday at 2 o'clock to talk all things technology. We can talk about blogging, podcasting. We can talk about Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter, Snapchat, or the Gram. Whatever the case may be, let me know and we will see if we can get it on Tech Talk Tuesday. Now, if you'd like a topic to talk about on Tech Talk Tuesday, send an email to techtalktuesday@gmail.com. That's right, techtalktuesday@gmail.com. And until the next time, stay smart, stay safe, and stay social, because I will see you in cyberspace. See ya. It's the DE Diva, aka the Delaware Blogger.
Hey, Internet, this is Yvette from Tweet Trends. Just wanted to say thanks for sharing the link to your podcast on the thread that I made in the Anchor community group. I really enjoyed listening to your podcast, and I don't know, we might have to hook up and do some business together. But once again, thanks for sharing, and I look forward to hearing some more great episodes from you on your podcast.